I'm joined now by the creative director and choreographer of Movement of the Human Dance Company, Malia Johnson. She's one of our cultural ambassadors from the world of contemporary dance. And tonight we're talking about the world of dance on our screens and how it's choreographed and how that intersects with video editing. Hi, Malia.
Kia ora.
Let's just keep it pretty simple to start with, and the definition of choreography.
I guess in its simplest form, the definition is organised movement.
Yes, that's a good definition. That's right. It's a design sequence, though, isn't it?
Yeah, in dance, it's, you know, it's related to dance forms and organisation of bodies and space, and with light, and often in response to sound or no sound.
I was very interested in this discussion tonight because of this crossover between choreography and video editing. And, of course, it seems obvious when it's pointed out.
Yes, well, I was it's very at the forefront of my mind at the moment because the whole dance community has sort of been shut down and we're all kind of looking at the screen and using that as our stage at the moment. So I thought it was an apt conversation to have with you tonight.
Yes, what do you mean by that, using it as your stage?
A lot of projects that were about to occur, whether they were live performance or projects that were about to be developed, all got stopped in the contemporary sphere, and we all had to start again and kind of think about how we were going to respond within the COVID environment, which, of course, during lockdown meant working online and rethinking how we would frame up these projects. So I got in touch with a young dancer choreographer, Joshua Faliatua, who's a choreographer and dancer, but he's shifted, he's added to his skill set, choreography on camera. So a lot of us are looking at how we can transfer our projects online, share information, develop and choreograph with the screen.
And by that, you don't just mean a dance sequence on camera. It's got far more depth to it than that, because it's all about rhythm, and it's about how you cut in video editing, for example. You usually cut to the beat and sometimes you don't. But there's techniques within that choreography can bring to that, or the more ethereal part of choreography, if you like.
Yeah, I guess in the contemporary sphere, choreography applies to all sorts of things beyond even that, in terms of working with ideas and objects and space and light, and even think, you know, the choreographic thinking that goes into contemporary projects. So, yeah, it's been quite a diverse sort of research time for a lot of us, which has been really awesome.
It is about the thinking too, and I've looked at Joshua Faliatua's little clip that he put on Instagram, which I've put up on the Lately Facebook page, so people can get an idea of what we're talking about as we go through here. Even though he's cut to the song itself, there's something more that's added to it, and you could probably best describe it. It's something to do with time and space. I just don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's the choreographic lens that he's putting those images together, because it's not actually, I think one of the videos I sent you was not actually of dancing, but it was a way of looking at movement and rhythm around him.
Yes.
And he was focusing in, using colour, shifts of frame, and kind of distorting what he was seeing through the rhythm of the editing process. So it was like watching sort of a world unfold, even though he was using very common imagery from his surroundings.
It works so well, and some of these techniques people won't be familiar with, but others who work perhaps in film and video will know them. Things like, splitting
the screen.
Yeah. Yes, techniques that you use for, let's say, a music video or film. He's used them, and somehow it doesn't necessarily just cut exactly with the music, but it seems to preempt it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the dancers will use time frame not directly on the beat, but use it with or alongside to shape an idea. So I often work with musicians and dancers a lot, and musicians go, I don't understand how you guys are counting the music. It's an interpretation of time that's often quite unique to the different dancers as well.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm trying to get at here. I'm attempting to drill down into what that is that you can bring to that video editing. And it's something that is ethereal, I think. You either have it or you don't have it.
Yeah, I think that I think that some choreographers use film really well within alongside of their choreographic eye and their ability to use film. It's kind of the two coming together.
So you've given us some examples in music videos that you just sent us through a list of them, and I had a quick look at them. Mm-hmm. Can you talk us through some of them and in terms of what visualisation they have?
You mean the music videos or the films?
The music videos, yeah.
Well, I guess they're all different. I mean, it's like music and dance goes back a long way. So often in music videos, the choreography is used, like the Fatboy Slim weapon of choice. I just love that one because it's extremely playful with Christopher Walken, who is an actor but originally trained in musical theatre and tap. And so it's this beautiful juxtaposition of the two forms. It's like this kind of older style dancing with this, you know, well, I mean, that video is actually quite old now itself, but at the time, you know, it was juxtaposing the forms, and it just makes it super playful and I just love it. It's tongue-in-cheek and it's really cool. And that's around how you frame up a different movement form. So I really loved that particular video.
Would that be more traditional?
You mean Christopher Walken's movement or that type
yes,
of video?
How that is actually directed. Is it more traditional in terms of its choreography, video editing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a one shot, but it's definitely framing up the dancer and the movement and kind of using that as its main frame. Fred Astaire used to say that, you know, you didn't really need any editing with a good dance. You just did the dance and the camera was there to kind of just be the one shot. And he was famous for sort of trying to simplify the camera work and really focus in on the choreography.
That's just where the camera follows you. There's nothing really an editor has to do, is there?
No.
It's a one shot.
And I think I did actually talk about him. I sent you a video of his where he's inside a rotating room. You don't actually know it's rotating, but it's a very complex kind of setup that the space rotates so that it looks like he's dancing on the walls and on the ceiling. And it is just a one shot, but it's very clever.
Fantastic.
And you can look that up online, and it kind of shows you how the camera is working with the movement of the room.
So it's quite an old art form. It's been around as long as film's been around, really.
Yeah, I mean, if we think about Busby Berkeley, I mean, what he was doing with dance film has been used. I mean, I think he invented the top shot, the high top shot that captures those kaleidoscope kind of movements. And I mean, they're very popular still. People are still using that form, the kaleidoscope form, to catch pattern and rhythm and colour and shift perspective. And Busby Berkeley was just a sort of, you know, epic head of his time, kind of all doing all sorts of stuff with the camera in terms of choreography. So he was a choreographer and a film director. And there's heaps of stuff of his online that I just get obsessed watching because it's really cool. And even in the 30s, he was using neon lights and all sorts of splitting frames and reversing choreography so you could throw something at somebody and then that's all choreographed in advance, but then uses the reversal of the camera to make the movement look magic.
And around the world currently, who are some of the best proponents of this who can marry these two art forms really well?
Oh, there's too many for me to mention. It was a while ago now, I think maybe a few years ago, that the Pina Bausch film by Wim Wenders, that was in 3D, and that was like one of my favourite dance films. It's more a film, and it uses the dancers, so it's a special film. I guess Baby Driver is another one. That's a film that uses choreography to the nth degree in the whole process of the film, so everything was rehearsed in advance and everything set to music. And when I watched that, I was blown away. I was like, oh my goodness, this is just beautiful choreography. I was obsessed with how far they'd gone with the timing and the musicality of that film. Yeah.
And what do you mean by that, how far they'd gone? How can you take it any further than...
Well, it was just right down to the millisecond of everything kind of thought out. So it was very, very choreographed and very stylized to the music. And I hadn't seen that I hadn't seen that done before in that type of film. So, yeah, it was exciting.
And what about fight scenes? They're choreographed, aren't they?
Yeah, so when I was at training in the 90s, we had to do dance history, and we had to watch lots of Jackie Chan films and Bruce Lee films, and especially The Drunken Master. I remember we had to study that, and it was awesome as a piece of historical choreography. And I hadn't really at that point, because we were, you know, learning ballet and contemporary, I hadn't really thought about it before as a student, but then we all got into it. We were deconstructing all of the movement. I mean, it was impossible to do, but without all of the tricks and the training of that martial art. But yeah, that's incredible choreography, that stuff.
I imagine that some of those fight scenes are quite long.
Yeah, and they take huge rehearsal. And then, you know, the current ones are all done on wires and against green screen and are super, super, super flash. But back then, they were really choreographed, and it was all about the body and what the body could do. And, yeah, partnering and just incredible.
I love the name of your dance company, by the way, Movement of the Human.
Oh, thanks.
That's great. Very visual.
Yeah.
So tell me also about Michel Gondry, and who's he?
So he's a French director, and I got obsessed with looking at all of his films a long time ago, actually. But it sort of informed, you know, when you're studying something and you find somebody that's got a particular aesthetic, and you're just like, oh my goodness, this is... So I'm not sure... I'm pretty certain he employs a choreographer to work with some of his ideas, but the one around the world where he's using different characters and dancers to emulate the different rhythms, bass, treble, and all the different clicks in the track is just really simple idea, but just really cool. So, yeah, he perked my interest, and he's worked with all sorts of musicians and created really cool, interesting films. Often uses the one shot, or enlarges things, triples things. Lots of Busby Berkeley kind of references in his films too. So repetitions and sort of that old sort of 80s video effect, but actually doing it with bodies instead of the video effect.
What is that old 80s?
You know, that
sort effect?
Of, you know, how it reflects back through the tunnel.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
I'm thinking of Queen. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So he does that in his movies?
In some of his film music videos, yeah.
Oh, music videos,
yeah,
okay.
Music videos, yeah.
So he works a lot, not just in... has he made any feature films?
He has. I'm trying to remember one. Be Kind, Rewind was one that comes to mind. But he has done some. He's done some really cool full-length movies as well.
So in your own company, Movement of the Human, mm-hmm. How do you marry these two things? What projects do you work on where you have to, I guess every project, but, you know, something that you have to think, okay, this is film and this is choreography?
Yeah, so Movement of the Human it stands for Moth, I guess. And so Moth is this creature that travels towards the light. So I work with light and video artists to back or kind of infuse energy into the work that I do. So video is basically another dance component to the work we make, the live work that we make. And in all of my work recently especially, that's been a huge design component. So we use moving light as the main design form. So in that respect, it's being used as sort of a design element. And in this latest project, where I'm working with an editor to create dance stories, it's very specifically about content.
Okay, let's go back to the first one. So mm-hmm. Would you storyboard all of that before you start?
What we do is we bring the ideas together in a studio and right from the beginning and play with them.
Oh,
so
yes.
There might be a movement idea, and then the designer might have a lighting or an AV idea that goes along with that. So a simple example is that we wanted performers to be shifting in and out of like two worlds, one of light and one of dark, which the AV projector can do very well because it can create beams, kind of like a laser.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we just set the projector up and play with these forms and then get the dancers moving with it. And it's sort of a process of discovery.
So what a great job.
Yeah.
You must love it.
That part is fun. making up the concepts is really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and from there, so you say you'll be just talking to the dancers and saying, "Yeah, that works. I like the light over there. Let's try that again." How long does that process take?
Anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months, depending on the project. Not full time, often if you're in the 6 month process. But yeah, I guess the actual rehearsal time period is roughly 6 to 8 weeks in the studio with all the elements.
Yeah. And then you were talking there about working with an editor on dance stories. That's mm-hmm. a different discipline entirely, because often with an editor, many of them, of course, can just work on their own, but often a director wants to ask them to cut here or there, and they're directing them into those cuts. So which one is this particular project?
So this particular project was, again, and it was this was a creative experiment of kind of working. So Joshua's currently in Sydney.
This is Joshua that you mentioned before, right?
Yes, so he's in Sydney. And so the experiment was him directing the performers here in New Zealand, them capturing material, sending back the material that they captured, and then he would edit it. So he was using the art form of editing to create story from the material that they were collecting. So in that respect, he was kind of an artist with the lens of the editor.
It's taking it to a whole other paradigm. Really good. Does he enjoy doing that, or would he rather be dancing?
I think he loves both. I think that he's an amazing dancer, and he's just been picking up the camera and kind of using and sort of discovered that he enjoys it. When we were talking about doing this project, he was nervous about directing other people because he usually just does it himself. And it's been quite a personal kind of journey for him in terms of him, gathering the material and being the performer. So I was like, well, let's give it a go with other people. And so it was a real out of his comfort zone, but he's awesome. Yeah.
And when you say camera, what sort of camera do you mean?
Mostly just a cell phone camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Everyone just uses a cell phone these days, don't they?
We use a variety of cameras to capture different things, but for this last project, it's been all on the camera because it's the easiest format to share online, and you don't have to have big downloading and uploading processes. So yeah, it's been very handy.
And if somebody came to you and said, look, I've got this song, I don't know, something that they wanted some choreography to marry with, again, there's that term, and he didn't like it, would you just say, no, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do that?
If I didn't like the music?
Mm.
I've never ever thought about that before.
just interested.
It would definitely play into it if I didn't like it. Often I like the idea of dance supporting music, because music supports dance a lot. So often as a choreographer, I'm like, really into it. And it's always fun. Working on music videos is quite playful. So you get to, play with ideas, and they can often be quite experimental and kind of, crack open doors and new processes. So
Depends what the budget is, though, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely nil.
Absolutely. It's usually just a day in the studio and getting your mates in to see if they'll do you a favour.
And it's a labour of love.
Absolutely.
So actually that question I asked you is one that I don't think people do work on things they don't like. They just have to love them, don't they, right from the start?
Yeah.
And just on our dancing talent, does at the moment everybody's stuck where they are, but do we tend to export a lot of our dancing talent overseas, or do people stay here?
We do. We have got a growing dance community in New Zealand, so we are keeping a lot more of them here than 20 years ago when I first started performing. But we still export a lot overseas internationally, so and to Australia. So a lot of them are coming home at the moment because everything's stopped. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And is there an upper age limit to being a dancer?
No, absolutely not.
Right. You must have to be fit. I always look at dancers and think, wow, you're so fit.
Well, it keeps you fit. So if you do dance, you stay fit. So yeah, it's a good form to. I think my friend, her mum took up swing dancing in her 60s, and she's now in her mid-70s, and she sent me a video of her dancing the other day, and I was like, oh my goodness, I need to do swing, because she's so fit. And so yeah, it was awesome.
And do you do anything else besides dance in terms of the fitness?
Oh, I do, because I'm more into the choreography side of things, so the dance time frame in my day is reduced. So I find I have to walk. Hill walking is my form of exercise, and yoga, and Pilates. Yeah.
Very good. Where am I speaking to you, Malia? Are you in Wellington?
I'm in Wellington. Yeah.
Oh, hill walking would be quite good then.
Hill walking
easy
is fantastic here in Wellington. Easy to get to. Yeah.
Right. Very good. Oh, well, good luck with your projects and thank you very much. It was a little bit of a 101 for me, but I love to see Joshua Faliatua's work, and I hope that project comes off. I'm sure it will. He's obviously very talented. And thank you for talking to us tonight.
No worries. A pleasure.
That's creative director and choreographer of Movement of the Human Dance Company, Malia Johnson.